You're listening to the Penrith Perception Podcast, where we drive discussions about the cogs and gears that run a selective high school in New South Wales. We're your hosts, Shamila
and Ree, and in today's episode, we sit down with our school captains and vice captains to discuss their leadership journeys, the responsibilities they carry, and their vision for the upcoming school year. With great power comes great responsibility, and we're excited to see how that looks like for our school's executive prefects.
Hi all.
Hi.
Could you please give us your name and your roles for our listeners?
My name's Rapali and I'm the school captain.
My name's Ryan. I'm also a school captain.
My name's Hanami and I'm the school vice captain.
My name is Jonathan and I'm the school vice captain.
Well, first off, to start off, Rapali, this is your second time on our podcast. Mm-hmm. Does it feel any different now that you're here with like others instead?
Yeah, it feels a bit different because we were sitting over there and we were really close together.
Yeah, now we're in the back room.
Different atmosphere.
Yeah,
I remember last time we recorded, it was such like a friendly conversation. Like we were basically just gossiping that entire episode.
Yeah, now this feels kind of a bit more serious, I reckon.
The one with Sahithi?
Yeah, that was the academic one. Oh, you guys, you should listen to this podcast.
I listened to
it. You're the school captain.
I listened to it. It was actually interesting.
Okay, all right. Good. Okay, we should quiz him later.
Yeah.
First off then, Rapali and Ryan, what inspired you guys to be captain and take up this role?
That's a pretty difficult question. I mean, there's a lot of things that go into this huge decision. I think for me, I think having a platform for having inspiring all the change that I've wanted to see, that's kind of why I went into this role.
I always just wanted to do it since like primary school and like year four or something. I just liked, you know, talking to other people and like leading them. You know, I don't know. It's just like...
Were any of you guys like captains and stuff in like your primary school? Because like SRC and stuff?
No, I was like house vice captain and Meat was my house captain.
Back in primary?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Hanami, can you share a defining moment in your leadership journey that shaped your approach to leadership?
Okay, that's a bit of a difficult question. I've been a leader for quite a while, like since before when I was involved in SRC. So I think when I was working with, I was with this exact same team. That was just Ryan, Rapali and Jonathan in SRC. And we visited the 4th Street Future Leaders Conference. And like at that event, we were able to meet like many inspirational speakers and like guest speakers, like Michael Kirby AC, who was a former justice of the High Court. And when he was speaking to us, he was really like inspiring about like what he advocates for in change, because he was really like passionate about like the LGBTQ and like helping them like achieve like better recognition and like the courts and stuff. And he was like mentioning like these really important cases, and it kind of helped me reflect on like the purpose of leadership and like working with other SRC and leaders, like make me realize like you have to lead more with purpose rather than just like doing it for the role. Like it's just really important to kind of recognize what you're doing this for. So that's kind of like shaped like the way that I think that leadership should be done.
Quick question, is like SRC, like in terms of like junior years SRC, any different to how your role is right now?
I think it is quite a bit different. Jonathan, do you want to comment on that?
I think compared to SRC, the senior roles are much more logistical. You're doing stuff behind the scenes. The SRC are doing a lot more event planning and you get to see more of the inside of the school, but you know, we still do our work in the background.
Yep.
Wait, on that note, of like, you know, meeting people outside of school and things like that, I'm sure you guys had a prefect afternoon tea. Is that what it stands for, Pat?
Yes, that
recently
is what Pat stands
at Sydney
for.
Boys. So how did that go?
Oh, the one at Sydney Boys yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday. Oh. I saw all the Instagram stories. I was like, oh.
Yes,
wow.
I attended with my fellow prefects, Bradley. It was a really amazing event. We got to meet so many other leaders from other schools and this like network. So we just go through fun activities in groups and you can meet new people. It's just a really amazing event. We did have our own one just last week, so we'll tell you guys about that later in this episode.
Okay. Yeah, I'm excited. So Jonathan, what do you believe is the most important skill a leader can have and why?
I think if you're being a leader, you have to be determined and passionate about your role. You have to understand that there'll be times where it's going to be difficult. Sometimes, you know, the people you're working with might not be doing the work. They might be messing around. But you really just got to stay on track. You have to understand that, you know, you're in a position where you're the one supposed to be inspiring and motivating these people to do the work. So you'll struggle every now and then. But if you stay determined and you stay true to why you wanted to do it, I think you'll still enjoy it, and it's important to do so. As for passion, I think, you just really got to be in a position where you know you want to do this, and you have to maintain that passion throughout the entire journey. Otherwise, there'll be times where you'll be in slumps, and then you'll have other work, and it'll all just pile on top of you. So I think if you have those two things, it's really important to, you know, just be a good leader overall. But, you know, we're all still learning as we're, you know.
Random question a bit, but can you all guys, like, really quickly just tell us, like, what your role actually encompasses for the reader, for the listeners, sorry?
Say readers.
My bad, guys.
So for us, I think our role is a lot different than what everyone thinks.
Yeah, it's not the traditional captain role.
A majority of, like, what we do is, like, replying to emails,
yeah,
I think.
Emails and like
yeah, just, like, keeping everyone updated with what's happening at the school. And then just emceeing at events. Like, we go to a lot of morning teas and set those up as well. But it's not, like, it's not what everyone thinks of as being captain. It's not very traditional.
It's like, I'm going to be honest, it's a lot less than the vice captain's work. The vice captains are, like, the powerhouse of the cell, you know?
Mitochondria.
Yeah, we're more, like, representing the school, like, the face. We're talking to, like, the whole school community. And you guys are, like, behind the scenes. Yeah.
So as vice captains, we just do everything, basically. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. We're basically the teachers of the prefect body. We are the ones that are watching over the rest of the prefects doing their work. We're the ones delegating what they need to do and making sure they stay on task. But we're just overseeing everything. And that's basically what our entire role encompasses.
Do you have like a special part of the role? Like any, you know, like special benefits? I'm not sure. You know.
Something that's your favorite.
Something
that's like our favorite?
Yeah. Like, what do you like about it?
I would say personally, leadership is not about the benefits, but about what you can give back to the community.
It's very noble, very righteous.
I'll take over from Hanami. So we get we basically get opportunities because we did put our foot forward to do greater roles. So we have access to some leadership events before the other prefects do. I think that's the main benefit.
So
upcoming events such as Parliament and this ICC event with leadership, we basically get first priority for those. And you get to like put your foot forward and achieve those things before everyone else does.
Sorry, ICC, really?
Yes.
Oh, that's incredible. I had no idea. Wow. What does that encompass then? Is it just...
It's basically just a leadership venue where, it's learning about leadership. The MP, I believe, is talking, and he's just going to be discussing with a bunch of other leaders from around the state. And it's just an interesting thing where we can learn more about, you know, leading others.
Okay, Ryan and Rupali, what do you think the most memorable moment of your leadership journey would be?
Probably our PAT, because, like, that was, like... It was really stressful leading up to it because last minute, fix everything up. Bro, the pizza prices, I don't know what prices
they put. Cost of living crisis.
Yeah, we had to like fix everything up, the pizza prices. The whole budget was like...
Care to elaborate more on the experience?
Yeah.
How
and
did
then,
the whole day go?
And then, so when we set it up pizza and like we looked at the hall, it actually looked like really nice. And like it looked professional, you know? And then when everyone came, it was like a bit like... not much to do at the start. And then when like Jono and Caden started like running all the events, like everything went pretty fun. Especially the trivia game. That was like really like, that was great. Yeah.
I have a question. So with PAT, how often does it happen in a year?
I think once a year.
Just
for
once,
each school.
Really?
Yeah. I was thinking
each
about
school.
Yeah.
Okay, so which schools are involved then?
Just
us, Sydney Boy.
Any schools.
Any.
I know some schools aren't allowed to do PATs. Like I was talking to one of my friends and like, yeah, some of them aren't allowed to do PATs.
So is it just like any public school in the state is allowed to hold one and then you guys just go? Oh, okay.
I mean, it depends on like just the school, I guess, like if the principal allows it.
We're going to target this at Hanami especially, but all of you can answer it.
Okay.
So how do you personally, because I know you've been a leader for like most of your high school journey, right? How do you stay motivated and focused, especially during like challenging parts of your roles?
Okay, I think I would be lying if I didn't say sometimes I just really want to just give up and just like give it all to Jonathan.
That's so real.
Sometimes like I'll just take a step back and realize like I'm not here like by myself. I'm not alone in this role. So like I have to recognize like there's other people around me like who are here to support me. Like so relying on like my friends or my teachers or just like other people in leadership roles, it's really helpful to make sure that it's pretty good in the vice captain that we can delegate the work. So it's not about all doing it all yourself. Like you just have to recognize that it's not about leadership, like as in you do it all yourself. You're leading to work with a team, not just like for a team, or like acting as like you're supposed to be the boss of a team, because that's like kind of the point of teamwork.
No.
I think when you look at leadership, if other people are, you know, not doing the work and the challenges arise, you have to realize that if you don't do it, there's a chance that nobody else will. And ultimately, it's a reflection on yourself that if you're not completing this work that you were tasked to do, then are you really fulfilling the role that you said that you were so meant to be?
Yeah, wow, I'm speechless.
I think, yeah, building on what Jono said, sometimes you just have to do it yourself, you know? And on the train, like, instead of, like, talking with your friends, you just gotta go on your phone and, like, finish all the work. Speaking from experience.
Rupali, you got anything to add?
Building on them too. I think you just have to think about the end product, because like Jonathan said, it's a reflection on us and what we do. So going up to events and not being prepared, everyone's going to look at you and everyone's going to say like, oh, like they didn't put in the effort that they could have. And then you can also think you also didn't put in the effort that you could have. Like your end product could have been a lot better. So yeah, I'm just waffling a bit, but yeah.
So for all of you, how did your leadership journaling actually begin at Penrith?
Oh, JRC. Stop, yeah. I did JRC too. Oh. But it was kind of like not what I expected as well, because I thought they would like select like a limited number of people, but they just let everyone in.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Actually?
So I went up and I did a whole speech in front of the grade just for them to let everyone in, because they didn't want to hurt our feelings.
Wait, they didn't? Like you guys didn't have a vote or anything?
No.
Wait, what? No, we had votes, right? Yeah, we had votes.
Oh, I don't remember having one.
What the heck?
Sure.
No, not everybody got in. I swear there was only
like 50 people. That's not normal.
What?
Hey, why don't I get in?
No way. That's crazy. No, we... No, we had four from each class.
Oh, yeah, might have been. I don't know. But honestly, I don't know how I made it. I did like slam poetry. Yeah.
I remember it was like...
Of course you did.
It was like orientation day or something. Was it orientation day? Yeah. And then like, they're like, oh, speeches, you know? And I was like, oh, no. And I was like, you know what? I'll do it. And then it was just me and Aria. I remember. It was like, we got up and it was only us two. And I was like, you know what? Let's go. And then, but honestly, when we went JRC, we didn't do anything because COVID. Yeah.
Right, you guys were the COVID year.
Yeah.
Wait, so you had your first year of high school in COVID. Yeah. Oh, how did that go?
I mean, we had like, okay, food tech was ruined for me.
I
wanted to like make food and like eat the food after, but I never got to do any of 7 because of COVID. It was so annoying. But like, at least I got to make the bag, which I still use today. That was nice.
Are you talking about the bag that we made in like textiles? Did you have Miss Battistella?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I remember those memories.
Yeah, that was nice. Okay, how about Jono talks about how he started his leadership journey here at Penrith?
I don't actually really remember, because I remember I didn't think about doing JRC and I didn't really think about doing any leadership until, was it year 9? Yeah, it was our year 9 year group where we all decided to do SRC and we all got elected. I did not know Rupali's name until she was also elected at SRC. But I remember the start of doing SRC. I kind of regretted doing it because I was at the time really unmotivated, considering I thought that HSC was everything. But as I slowly did the role, it's a lot of fun. It really is a lot of fun.
Has your mindset changed then?
Like, yeah.
About HSC?
Oh, no. I still
you still think it's everything?
HSC is still priority. But
actually, no, that's that's the lead up I wanted to ask, was how would you balance, you know, subjects and exams, especially because you guys are in year 12 now. You have your first task in a week. Second task? No, second, I mean, first task of the second task. Does that make sense?
First task
yeah,
of
like the second, yeah. Like, you, yeah, Rupali gets it. So then, yeah, so math.
Extension to Monday.
Oh, you guys are all right. Wait, how many of you guys are
doing? 3 of us do math extension 2.
Oh, God, no, Hanami.
Nami does math extension 4.
Oh, do you not do math? No, neither do math. Does Reed.
Twin.
balancing leadership and academics.
You just got to grind it out. Just sit down and just do it. Like, yeah. I mean, sometimes if it's too much, then you have to, like, ask other people to help you. Like,
I know, I get it. I mean, like, sometimes it's kind of just that simple, like, just split it between the two. But then what does that look like? Is it like, you know, how many hours a day are you studying compared to, like, writing all those emails and, like, organizing events and planning and stuff? Sorry, I don't mean to, like, expose you there. But
when I, like, I'll be honest, I don't really study, like, last term during the holidays. Like, after school, I just, like, try to finish my homework.
That's very real.
And then, like, only, like, 2 weeks before exams, I'd start studying. Like, 3 weeks before exams. Especially,
I think that's fair, actually, yeah.
And then, otherwise, I just, like, did my homework. And then, like, I usually had time to, like, finish whatever from, like, leadership, yeah.
I think I kind of did the opposite. I tried to get through leadership stuff as fast as possible because I thought that I needed as much time as possible as I could get for academics. So I prioritized some of the leadership stuff, especially on the weekends and whenever I could do it during school. But other than that, balancing is kind of just, you know, figuring out where you're at academically.
As long as you're not struggling academically, I think you'll be fine. Because if you're not like cramming everything last minute, if you just like know your content, like for bio, if you're just not like learning it in the last 2 weeks, if you just like remember it in like your long-term memory, then like you don't really need to study for it. Like just do some past papers and then like, yeah, you're like your academic load isn't too much.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think sometimes we kind of like over-exaggerate it in our heads a bit and ignore doing other things like leadership or just like things that we enjoy, you know? But balance is important. So yeah. I definitely agree.
Because me and Shamila both do accelerated subjects. So she's prepping for her math advanced. How's that going? But I have ancient and it's like, it's definitely is like a balancing act, especially with like podcast, multimedia stuff. Yeah.
I still haven't finished my assignment. Yeah. I told Sir and he was like,
no, I know, bro, your assignment's horrible.
Oh yeah, you guys don't have to do it. Yeah, wait, none of you have to
we
do it.
We saw your assignment. It was no, so bad, so, bro. You have a like science experiment in the math assignment.
I know.
It was so funny, bro.
So cooked.
But we're so glad we don't have to do it. If we had, if, no, 4 units chill though. It's not that one. No, once you see it, it's actually not that bad.
Yeah,
it's like pretty simple.
At least you get actual exams.
Exactly. Okay, we get actual questions. Like you guys get like, extension one's even worse. Extension one's even worse. But it's like, it's like explain.
Essay. Explain like every question.
Yeah, it's like compare.
Wait, then why would, but that's so like silly.
No, because I was like, me and my friends were complaining about ancient history, how all we've had is like projects and like speeches and presentations until like our prelims. And that was our first exam. And now again, we only have like a little source analysis exam, but you guys for math? Not having like that many exams is kind of crazy.
Wait, low-key, I might like pull through. This is low-key my like that little gray section that I can like, you know, with essay writing and math. I think low-key, I think I could cook in this.
You know what's worse? Guess what our 4-unit task is out of? Like the assignment part.
Like marks spaced? Yeah. 20.
75.
It's
out of 20? 75. Yeah. All of, there's like, I don't know, 7 questions. The first question itself is 18 marks.
Wait, 7 questions, yeah. But there's 75 marks.
Yeah, there are different parts and
holy.
Then we still have to do our validation on top of that.
Stop. But okay, but would you still recommend it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Higher scaling subject, of course.
Of course. Okay, all right.
I think anyone that does an accelerated subject doesn't realize the benefits until you get to year 12. Once you get to year 12 and you have those study periods without dropping any subject and you still have those 2 units in your back pocket, if you did well inside your accelerated subject, you're going to be like really enjoying year 12. You have so much free time.
But what if like, okay, because what if you take like, you know, 4-unit maths in year 12, then would it not cover up the accelerated?
It would cover up at certain points, but, you know.
But I feel like even with the cover up, you already have like 2 units in your bag already. So it's like easier. Not easier, but like less stressful, you know?
Yeah, for like, for 4-unit math, it's like if you're like Aranab and like you stay ranked, but then you're doing 4-unit, so it doesn't count. That's kind of sad. But like, at least he has state rank.
At least he has like that moment of glory. Okay, yeah, like he has clout now. So good for him. Very proud of him.
So, what legacy do you guys hope to leave behind at Penrith as your current role as captain? Because you guys are graduating in like 3 terms now.
Yeah, and we're like finishing like prefect in like what, next end of next term, or like not even end. It's like I know, like yeah, we set out because we wanted to like. You know how, like, everyone's just like, oh, improve student voice, whatever, right?
I think there's just a disconnect between what is going on behind the scenes and what students are told, which is what we're trying to fix. So we have been trying to put out a suggestion form in the weekly emails every week, and we try and implement those suggestions and then bring it back to the school. And that way we can improve communication. We're not just saying we would like to improve communication and then we don't do anything about it. We're actually specifically targeting it so that we can see the change that we want to see.
And we also like we want to hear from the students, and we also want the students to hear from us. So we want to like give them regular updates. And we've been doing that at like assemblies, especially like with the girls' change rooms, like the renovations.
Oh yeah, we were happy about that.
Yeah.
You could just hear the entire school erupt in cheers. And even we were sitting right behind Miss Lam and she was giggling.
Yeah. And like, I think A block bathrooms as well. Yeah.
Yeah. No. I checked them out today. I hadn't gone there cause I'm still have the like under the impression that it's not like the best, but yeah, no, I went there today and I was like, wow, yeah. They have like the doors have changed, everything.
Yeah,
no, it's beautiful now for some reason.
Random question, but do you guys know what happened to Penny the Penguin?
Oh,
wait, yeah, why don't we see them anymore?
Oh. I miss Penny the Penguin.
No. Wait, was it a girl or a boy? Like, we talked about this before on the podcast, I don't remember.
But nothing's happened to Penny. We bring Penny out to school events. It's just that we haven't had any major school events. Like, we've had walkathon, but no one is going in a 5-kilometer walk in a very hot penguin suit. But just in the meantime, like in our upcoming events, like cross country, Penny will be back. We just need someone to be.
Yeah. Exclusive information. Can you reveal who Penny the Penguin is?
Unfortunately, we don't have a Penny yet. But when we find out, we will give you the inside scoop.
So then you guys are, you know, giving a gift to the school at the end of the year, hopefully, right? So, I mean, obviously you can't really tell us now because it's, I imagine, a surprise. But could you give us like, is it? But who kind of like decides that? Is it you guys? So the captain. So you guys will decide what the gift is and then kind of like collaborate with the rest of the grade. Okay. Wow. Can you give us a hint as to what it might be?
Honestly, we haven't thought about it that much. When we were in SRC, I think I remember one of the contributions we wanted to give was changing up like sporting areas. So the basketball courts, the soccer, goalposts, the volleyball courts, the netball courts, like everything. But seeing what the previous year 12s have done, I think it might have shifted, but we have to put further consideration into it.
So as we wrap up this episode, what advice would you give to aspiring school leaders who are just starting the leadership journey, or especially just people who are like heading off into like the bigger senior roles, like prefects?
Like basically to us, to year 11s who are looking to do, you know, prefect roles.
Just put your foot forward, put your hand up, because like a majority of the thing, like we're here today because we put our hand up and we've been given access to these opportunities just by doing that. So a lot of our favorite experiences that we've had is just by doing so. So you're not going to achieve anything by just sitting in the background. If this is something that you would like, you have to put your hand up and say like, I would like to do this. So don't be afraid. Like, you've grown up with these people for 6 years. There's nothing to be afraid of. And even if there is, like, people are going to forget it. Just put your hand up and whatever happens, happens. But you can take everything as a learning experience.
Yeah, you just want to put your hand up for everything. Like, any opportunities that come your way, just take them, because you never know if they're ever going to come back. And, like, sometimes if you take one, it can just, like, lead you somewhere, like, that you never thought you would have been taken. And, like, also, you need to make sure you can talk like in front of people and like not be too shy or talk too quick, you know, and like try and be confident in front of everyone. Like if you try and like start talking at assembly in front of the whole school, it actually helps so much, because when we were doing house vice captain in year 11, it helked me so much to like talk in front of the whole school and like gain my confidence and like not be like stressing on the spot so much. Yeah,
I think like what I would say, maybe just like don't be afraid to make mistakes, because you know you have to realize like it's not only your first time being like in this kind of role, but it's everyone else's first time too. So you just have to learn to like kind of accept it for what it is and just make sure to like like utilize your resources and everyone else around you to make sure that you're able to work together and just try and get like the best result you can, because you know that it's not always going to be perfect.
I think that you'll always regret not doing something a lot more than you'll regret actually doing it. So if you do something that you don't like, it'll only last for as long as, you know, that role may be lost. But if you never do something, you'll always have that thought that maybe you would have been great or enjoyed doing it.
Yeah, that was in your feels.
Yeah, that was so insightful, guys. Thank you. So thank you guys for coming. That's it for today's episode of the Penrith Perception Podcast. We hope you enjoyed the inspiring words of your community and culture.
Thank you so much to everyone who shared their experience and words today. Thank you for listening. We'll catch you in the next episode.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Penrith Perception, a podcast made by the multimedia team. To support us, feel free to follow us on Spotify. You can also find us on Instagram at the Penrith Perception for more news, behind-the-scenes material, and upcoming episodes. This podcast was recorded on Darug land, always was, always will be, Aboriginal land.
The Penrith Perception is executive produced by Shamila Faisal, Reek Kanda, and Dimity Skardanis. Mixed and edited by Sneepa Nishani, Sachika Chakraborty, and Jasmine Sohi. Scripted by Marlena Hanna and Studi Biswas. Graphic design by Abhi Chi and Mariam Ahmed. Music composed by Preetam Telugu.